to SER Breakfast.
Let's talk cement. It is obviously a key ingredient in concrete. It's one of the most widely used building materials in the world. It's produced at a rate of about 4 billion tonnes a year and apparently accounts for around 8% of all global CO2 emissions. Now, recent studies laid out some recommendations for the sector on how to improve its carbon footprint and ways in which we can work towards the possibility of a carbon-free cement. So, is it possible? Well, Dr. Raquel San Nicolas is an academic specialist in infrastructure engineering at the University of Melbourne and a consultant on the study we just mentioned. Dr., a very good morning to you.
Hi, good morning. Good morning to you, Nick, and everyone.
Now, why does, or maybe even how does, cement produce so much carbon?
Their main source is actually when we are making the cement, we are transforming and burning limestone. And while we are when we are burning limestone, it's actually we are transforming the limestone, it releases CO2. So for about, so that's the main source. And then you've got also, you know, the handling and the moving of the cement around that is also participate to this CO2 emission. So basically, when we are making 1 ton of cement, we are releasing 0.8 ton of CO2.
So
basically,
if some of that CO2 is locked into the formula of cement itself, is carbon-free cement possible?
Yes, if we are not using any cement.
What would that look like? I'm curious.
So basically, you don't need to use cement in order to make concrete. There are a lot of different other materials that you can use in order to make all the cement, basically. There are also like the glue which stick everything together in order to make the concrete. However, we are using other sources. So we can use some kind of waste material and there are slag or fly ash, which are waste material from other industry like steel industry and coal industry. And we've got a lot in Australia that we would love to be able to use in order to make concrete. And those material, we can use them and make cement without cement.
It makes sense. Why are we not doing that?
So we've got a lot of standardization about concrete and how to make concrete and what are the prescription recipe, basically, in order to make a good concrete and say that this piece of concrete will be able to last 50, 100 or 200 years. Mm. So due to that, in a lot of standard, we've got some prescription. So like a certain amount of cement we need to have there. And also, it's a very traditional field, so even outside of the standard, there are some standards that allow to put other things than cement. However, it's a bit difficult for the users in order to trust and be sure that the durability of this concrete made of something else will last. Also, even though they have very great properties, like they are as strong or stronger and they are more durable in a lot of ways. However, they are not. You cannot handle them exactly in the same way. They are not exactly the same material, so they have to be used to work with it. And sometimes it's just this kind of little problem along the way that makes them not being able to be as quick develop or as quick put in the market as we would wish.
Yeah, well, it sounds like there's a lot of kind of, not resistance in the industry, but obviously it's a lot of work for the industry to get on board to reducing its footprint. Have we seen any ways in which that kind of building industry is taking a few steps forward?
Oh, yeah. In the cement industry already, they try to reduce their CO2 emission in like cutting down their recycling and the energy emission. They cannot remove their CO2 release from the transformation of the cement, but they try to make effort also to reduce down the CO2 just by their practice. And also they are blending, what we call blending. It means that we are not using zero cement in our concrete formulation, but we are in the cement, you've got like 50 up to even 90% of something else than cement, actually. Mm-hmm. And so, all the material that we can use, and when they are blend with cement, they are behaving great, I mean, very nicely, and we can make concrete with it. So yes, they are, and this formulation of concrete, we already use them everywhere. We use them I mean, everywhere in the world. What I mean, we use them here in Melbourne. We are using them also in Sydney and in Queensland. We made part of an airport with this kind of formulation of concrete. This concrete were actually with no cement at all. But there are some blends that has been used in Chicago and everywhere in US. So yeah, we are building with it. It's growing.
So we are seeing some early movement. But just finally, if the industry was going to take on the recommendations made in your study, how quickly would we see a change in carbon impact?
That's difficult to say, but we can really reduce. All the industry won't be able to take that on board straight away. Mm-hmm. It will take, in Australia, we've got the material there that we can use, and we already have, if we are completely changing the amount of, we are completely removing the cement and we are using fly ash, for instance, we already have 20 years of feedstock there. So we can cut it down completely, the emission from the cement industry, in Australia by doing that. However, yeah, we need to look further than the next 20 years. And the plan is to, it will take a while to be able to reduce down, but we can at least cut the 8% from the cement industry very quickly in Australia, but everyone needs to move in the same time, which is not possible. I don't believe that.
Well, hopefully we'll see a little more forward movement in the future. Doctor, thank you so much for your time this morning.
That's all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Dr. Raquel San Nicolas, their academic specialist in infrastructure engineering at the Uni of Melbourne, talking about the fact we can move towards more sustainable cement production. We're just going to make a few changes if we're going to get it done.